This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The Justice Department says it will appeal a federal court ruling that left some scientists in the lurch. That ruling yesterday brought a temporary stop to federal funding of embryonic stem cell research, and that threw researchers into a state of uncertainty. The court's ruling applies only to stem cells derived from embryos, not to so-called adult stem cells. We'll have more on that distinction in a moment. First, here's NPR's Julie Rovner.
National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins said he was stunned by the decision by federal district court judge Royce Lamberth to halt federal embryonic stem cell research funding, and he predicted that if the injunction isn't lifted, the outcome won't be good.
This decision has the potential to do serious damage to one of the most promising areas of biomedical research.
Many scientists think embryonic stem cells have the potential to unlock treatments or cures for scores of ailments. What makes them controversial is they require the destruction of human embryos. Collins said researchers who've already gotten $131 million in grant money from NIH this year for embryonic stem cell research don't have to give it back. But work on tens of millions of dollars in grant renewals has been halted, so has review of pending grants. Alan Tronson heads the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine. It's funded by a state ballot measure. But he says many embryonic stem cell researchers in the state were also getting NIH funds.
Part of the laboratories will be decimated by this. And so I don't think the universities here are in a good state to support those missing grant funds for the time being because of the difficulties of the Californian economy.
But those researchers won't get any sympathy from those who brought the lawsuit, including two scientists who do adult stem cell research. They point to a law in effect since the mid-1990s. Known as the Dickey-Wicker Amendment, it bans funding of research that harms embryos. They argued that the ban on funding should extend to research on embryonic stem cell lines, even if they weren't originally created with federal dollars. And the judge agreed with them. Stephen Aden is the lawyer for the plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
He, in essence, said Congress intended much more than an arcane interpretation that says as long as the taxpayer dollars did not specifically go for the destruction of the embryo, it's okay.
Even some who do support federal funding of embryonic stem cell research have long been suspect of the way that funding has been pursued.
Belief has been cultivated that the matter could be handled by executive order.
Lewis Gannon is an ethicist at Harvard Medical School and a supporter of embryonic stem cell research. But he's been warning for years that an opinion by a lawyer for the Clinton administration that federal funds could be used for embryonic stem cell research as long as they weren't used to actually destroy the embryo would never hold up in court. In fact, he says, had anyone bothered to sue, President George W. Bush's policy probably would have been overturned on the same grounds.
The opinion was issued in 1999, and it's been invoked by three successive administrations. And this is just happens by accident to be the first time that a court has ruled on the merits.
And he says there's only one way to fix it.
The rider originates with the Congress, and they've got complete power to override it.
And that's exactly what Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette hopes will happen as soon as Congress gets back from its summer break. She says she was already working to again pass the bill Congress has passed twice in the past 4 years.
The shocking nature of this court opinion yesterday will raise that bill up much higher on the agenda.
The bill in past Congresses has enjoyed broad bipartisan support, but it remains controversial among those who see any sort of stem cell research using embryos, even those left over from in vitro fertilization, as morally impermissible. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.